Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank you, Lord, we bless you, magnify you, we come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you allow us to do and achieve this day from morning till now. Thank you for all the brethren, they are working, their workplaces. Thank you for running of all the families of God here in this place in UAE and also in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, and wherever the church is extending through members, families, or congregations. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, your help, and your support and your strength to us. We bless you, magnify you. We adore you, O God. We pray, Lord, for good health and strength for all the members and workers. Protect us, all of us, from this pandemic of coronavirus. And let your purpose be prevailed in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, to help us to continue to serve you. Help all the brethren in their work, whatever needed of visa, documents, strength, favor you provide in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we will see the fruit of the work of our hands. We bless the work of our hands and establish it. I pray for all the brethren as they are bringing their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their lives. Help parents to teach the children and to discipline them and to raise them in the fear of yours. We pray also, God, for more work of yours in our church. I pray for more evangelism, more people to be reached out, new people to repent and to give their life to you, Lord Jesus. We pray for your help and support, God, for all the workers, the elders, the pastors, the parents who set their heart to serve you and to reach new people for you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all the facilities that you provide of the media that we can reach new people and we can communicate and fellowship with one another. Thank you for the website, thank you for the audio messages and the written messages in different languages that you enable the church to publish and to spread your work. We pray also, Lord, for favor that come from you in these places that you spread us here in UAE and other countries, O God. We pray that we pray for the prosperity of all these places that your church had to expand. As these countries, and these places and cities, towns and villages will prosper, your church and will prosper, O God. Protect us from persecution. Protect us from evildoers. We come against all the rules of Antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism, anti-conversion, whatever work of Satan against your church, we come against, we rebuke, we nullify in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that each and every member of the church will express the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace and joy, perseverance, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, kindness, humility, long-suffering, righteousness, O God. And we pray for the refilling of the Holy Spirit, those who among us not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism, baptize them and let them receive the speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and gift of evangelism, teaching, pastoring, gift of healing, gift of faith, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, exhortation, giving generously, whatever gift, O God, we need bestow upon your church. Bless all the ministries. Bless this homeschooling. Help us to reach new families. bless the farming ministry, bless the voice commission, all the prayer warriors, bless all the Bible study groups, bless all those who are evangelizing. Oh God, we pray, even gift of healing, people will be healed from sicknesses, oh God. We pray once again, refill us so that we can be a blessing to the people around us, our neighbors. You will reach them with the gospel of yours. We pray also, Lord, that tonight on our worship, the songs, the prayers, the instrument, the message, the word of God, even, Lord, this recording, anointed, oh God, let reach your church and your people who are in different places of the world. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and also worship the Lord. ourselves to continue to serve you, to continue to worship you in spirit and in truth, continue to go on forward doing your work and your will. We thank you and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Let Christ shine in your life. Lord, this is our prayers, the prayers of our brothers and sisters. Oh God, it's our desire that you will shine in our life, oh God, that our lives will tell your story. We thank you, Lord. Make a way that our lives, that one day it will tell your story. Even people are not aware or get indifferent to the message, to the style of life we are living. But time will come with us, Lord, that everything by the action of the Holy Spirit will declare to the people your message through our life story. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Trust in the Lord, whatever trials and difficulties in your life, He will hide you, will protect you. He will provide for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let your name be lifted up and glorified. We thank you, Lord, be blessed with this our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let us collect now our tithes, our offerings, our first fruit, and our vows to God. As the Lord bless us, we need to give to the Lord was to do for him. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for all your people who were obedient to your word and command and brought you their tithes and offerings and their first fruit and their vows
look from heaven and bless the Samadhi and use it to reach the lost and bless your people, open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their lives and rebuke the devourer and don't allow their vines and their work to be lost or wasted. Oh God, let all nations know that we are blessed by them. We thank you and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's continue to speak about how to take the right decision. And let's go now to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28. And we'll speak now about Saul. How he departed from the ways of God. And let's see his deterioration. And this is one of the passages that it is challenging to that we need to understand so we can see what is the outcome of rebelliousness and departing from the ordinances of God, moving away from the church and the people of God, the church leaders whom God had placed to lead the people of God in the right way. 1 Samuel chapter 28, and we will read it from verse 3 to verse 25. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizard out of the land, and the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gibeah. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistine, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Samuel unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest that Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this sin. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me, for thou art Saul? And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistine make war against me, and God is departed from me and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dream, Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And the Lord has done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath sinned, hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and give it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shall thou and thy son be with me. The Lord shall deliver the house of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, Behold, thine handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words, which thou spake unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servant together with the woman compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it, and took flour and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. And she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. You guide us and help us, and teach us new things, O Lord, today, to fear you, to correct our ways and our paths, to come back to you in repentance, knowing your will, and knowing what is in your mind and heart. We thank you, God. We bless you. Anoint my lips. Arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow, O God. And open the hearts of your people to receive your word with gladness, with repentance, with a supple heart, humble heart, to accept teaching and correction. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This story is a real story written in the Bible, and God had the purpose of allowing such scriptures to be written to enlighten our mind of what is going on. Here in verse 3, that we come to know that Saul had taken away those that had familiar spirit and the wizard out of the land. That is what Saul did, is very, very correct. That the Lord does not want us to depend on witchcraft or wizard or those who do spells or those who are fortune teller, to depend on them to tell us of what we need to do in our life. In Exodus chapter 22, after chapter 22 and verse 18, we read thou shalt not suffer a wish to live. It means that there's no way to accept witchcraft. Don't allow anyone who do such to be in the middle of you. Also, another scripture in book of Leviticus, chapter 19. They are worker of Satan's, and they are used by Satan to mislead people, and those who ask them, they'll be misled by them. So it's very correct what Saul did to remove them from the land. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 30. Leviticus 19 and verse 31, they say, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defied by them. I am the Lord your God. Don't look and follow after those people to help you in decision making. And also chapter 20 and verse 6, it says, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a warring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. That is the warning of God to those who are doing such. They'll be cut and they'll be killed by the Lord. And verse 27 of the same chapter. A man also, or a woman that had a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with the stones. Their blood shall be upon them. This is another scripture that asks that the Lord against such things. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18. Maybe there's a witchcraft attack against you or against the church, and God wants us to be alert to rebuke it. Or maybe somebody is enticed to go after such things, and God is rebuking him to repent. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 10 to verse 14, we can read, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancy. No, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers sometimes and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. He told them, those nations that I will drive out before you, they are doing such. But you should not do such things. And that is why the Lord here work it out that such things should not be in the midst of God's people, and we should not do such things in our midst. That
We should not allow such practices to lead us to take how to take the right decision, because God had to provide us other ways that is more perfect and right in His sight to take the right decision. We'll go now back to 1 Samuel chapter 28, and in the same verse, verse 3, we read also, "Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirit and the wizard out of the land." Now here, when we read that Samuel was dead, the value of Samuel in the life of Saul, Samuel was the one who anointed Saul to be the king over Israel. And also, Samuel was the one who rebuked Saul when Saul refused to kill King Agag, and he also kept some of the plunder with him, and he was not willing to destroy them all. And we can read that when Samuel rebuked King Saul, he told him, "This rebelliousness of yours is equal to witchcraft." That's what Samuel told him. Let's read that in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23. The whole story is that now Saul rebelled against God and against the word of God that God sent him through Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23. Let's read what Samuel told him. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity of and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And verse 35, "And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel." Now when we read that Samuel dead, Samuel, there is no more chance for Saul to inquire from God through the life of Samuel. And we read verse 4, 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 4, "And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistine, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled." Now here the point. When Saul saw the big army of the Philistines, although the whole Israel army with him, he was afraid. Why he was afraid and trembling? Because there is no one there beside him to tell him of what he needs to do. And that's here the point. When you move away from the ordinances of God, you want to do what you want, you don't want to take any advice from church leaders who are there by God to help in taking decisions, that will be your situation. You will be put into fear and in trouble. Even you have a lot of resources, but you will not be able to do. You will not be able to take the right decision. And let's read verse 6. "And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets." Here now, Saul wanted to know what God wanted him to do. But God did not answer him. How the Lord will answer here, mentioned three ways. First is in a dream. God speaking in a dream. And there are many stories in the Bible that speak about how God directed his people through dream. And the second method here is
by the Urim, and that is, we know that he should go to the priest, but he killed all the priests, and there's only one remained who ran away from him. So how God will speak to him through the Urim? That also not happened. And the third one is that God will speak through prophets. How God will speak through prophets? Now Samuel dead, and Saul has no regard for prophets. He has no even regard to the word of Samuel, who was the prophet who anointed him to become a king. Now here, why the Lord did not speak with Saul? Most likely, because God had already told him what he needed to do, and he was not willing. So God did not speak again to him of what he needed to do, because he was not willing to obey. Let's read now verse 7. When people, they don't like to be advised and led by God through the body and through the people that he provided for them to help them in decision making, what will happen? Verse 7, then says Saul unto the servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant say to him, behold, there is a servant, and there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. Now see here the deterioration of the situation of King Saul. He is the one who removed all the wizards. He know that he should not go there to them. But his rebelliousness had led him finally to go and to do the wrong things. And that what Samuel told him in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23, when the first part of the verse he told him, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Finally, those who does not like to obey, does not like to be instructed, finally they will go to Satan, they will go to the non-believers, they will go to witches, they will go to those who have familiar spirits, they will go to wicked and evil doers to give them wrong advices that will end up in their destruction. That's willing. Next week we'll continue this interesting real story that's written in the Bible to learn more things from God. But now, let's all stand. How about you today? Do you want to reach that situation of Saul and not willing to be guided or controlled by the church and the body of Christ that God had placed you in to lead you safely out in your bodies? I advise you to repent and come back to the Lord. Whatever army around you, difficulties, struggles, the Lord can take you out of them all. But he need your heart back to him. Repent of the rebelliousness. Repent of the witchcraft. Witchcraft, rebelliousness is witchcraft. And that sin will make you take advices, whether you like it or not, from demons and satans. And God will allow it, because you are unwilling. But if you repent, I promise you, God can take you out from all these troubles. Come to him. Tell him, Lord, forgive me. I throw the instruction that I receive from those that
you place over me to help me? Has you placed somewhere beside Saul to guide him? Lord, here I am waiting, Lord. Abide in me, fill me with the Holy Spirit, lead me out. I am willing to surrender my life and will to you. Help me, O God. I am in fear. Save me, O God, from this troubles that I am in. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Against the spirit of witchcraft, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind all work of Satan against us, all witches, evil spirits, demons, go away, we rebuke. Back to the bottomless pit in hell. O God, bless your church, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand lead us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.